Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. All right, it's a Monday. You know what that means.
Happy Monday!
It's time to look at the week ahead.
What a Monday morning.
All right, this is when we look at what's going to happen this week. What are you going to hear on the program? What is going to be in the timeline or the feeds? What's going to be on the television? What are you going to read in the paper? All of those things right now on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Why don't you just tell me what's going to happen this week?
The big stuff is the weather here early on. So today, tomorrow, got to keep an eye on the radar. Severe stuff potentially, especially tomorrow. Destructive storms moving across the middle of the country.
Thunderstorms will begin to bubble right in the Great Lakes region during the evening commute, but that's sweeping across Nebraska and Iowa. There we could see a few tornadoes. The threat persists on Tuesday, sweeping eastward into places like Kansas City, stretching from Green Bay to Oklahoma City.
Yeah, so tomorrow night could be some pretty strong stuff. We could see something potentially strong later on today as well. So it's got to be weather ready for the next day or two.
We got you for that.
Yeah. Donald Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, will be back on the stand for more cross-examination in the hush money trial. This is the final witness for the prosecution. Then what?
If Trump is convicted, he faces the possibility of prison time, but he would almost certainly immediately appeal. It's still uncertain what defense attorneys are going to do. They have told prosecutors they could call as many as four witnesses, possibly including Trump himself.
Ooh, that's ABC's
Aaron
Kuczerski.
Still out there as a possibility.
Likely not.
Likely not, but
what we can expect, though, they've said multiple times they do expect closing arguments tomorrow, which would indicate the defense isn't going to do anything. But that's what there's been multiple comments made by all sides and the judge saying closing arguments likely on Tuesday. Speaking of Tuesday, we have a couple of more primaries, Georgia, Idaho, and Kentucky, and Oregon. Big media day for Amtrak. First day of the new Borealis trains originating from St. Paul and Chicago. They swing through Milwaukee. I think there's expected to be a to-do when the train stops in Milwaukee around 12:40 tomorrow. So there'll be an event there, a media thing.
So it's not new tracks. It's not even really necessarily new trains. It's just more another route available.
Yeah.
Or not even a different route. Another train available.
The Borealis.
To the cities.
Yes.
The Borealis. And a cool name.
On Wednesday, the Marquette Law School poll will release a couple of new ones. National surveys. This has to do with the Supreme Court. So they'll have public opinion on the Supreme Court on Wednesday. Then they'll do more on some policy and decision-making stuff on Thursday. Those are national polls from Marquette. On Thursday, President Biden will host himself state dinner. I love me a good state dinner.
I'm telling you, they're cleaning out the fridge there at the White House just in case.
So
this is the second one in like 3 weeks.
So he's hosting Kenyan President William Ruto and his wife at the White House.
Look, we got all this food. Somebody's got to eat it.
He had promised to go to Africa at one point in his term, and he has never made it over there. So this is the second time when he said, hey, I'll make it to Australia or I'll make it to Africa, and it didn't happen. So instead, they've said, hey, we'll just have a state dinner here. So that's...
Why don't you come here?
They'll mark 60 years...
We'll do it at our house.
...diplomatic relations. I'm so excited.
You still haven't been out to see the place. Yeah, why don't you come here? We'll...
Always got
to
go see the baby.
Make a good steak.
Also, the seasonal grand opening of the Roundhouse Beer Garden is Thursday. That's at the McKinley Marina. It's a Bartolotta establishment, so that's taking place. On Friday, traditional getaway day for Memorial Day weekend. So this is when AAA just picks a number. 38 million people are going to be traveling by car.
Is that what it is this year?
This year.
You could have told me virtually any number. Yeah. You could have said 75 million.
Right.
No, that makes sense.
Or 14. And you'd be
14.
Like, oh, okay.
That's a lot of people.
38.4 million people will travel by car over the Memorial Day weekend starting Friday. Also, Field of Flags special ceremonies at Veterans Park. That's Friday as well. President Biden delivers the commencement address at West Point over the weekend. And finally, at the movies... Wait, no, that's not it. Mad Max comes to the movies. That's not it. That's more the...
Lighting and done!
your engines.
Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, roars onto the big screen. Anya Taylor-Joy, she plays Furiosa this time. So this is a prequel to when Charlize Theron played Furiosa in that film about 10 years ago, another Mad Max movie. So per canon, you won't see Max in this movie.
Oh, all right.
But Furiosa's in it.
A prequel to the prequel.
Yes.
Roger that.